This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Nils Hoym, Chief Scientist at Acker Biomarine, to talk about the importance of life balance and how omega-3s are an essential part of healthy living. Mr. Hoym, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. So let's start from the beginning. What are omega-3s and why do we need them?
Well, the word omega-3 is a technical term, and it is a term that describes certain types of fats that is absolutely necessary for the normal function of any cell in your body. And it is important out of a number of reasons. It is, though, important to realize that while this is a technical term, and it can be used of a number of different fatty acids, it's specifically what we call long-chain omega-3s that have these important health effects. And to be even more specific, it is the fatty acids EPA and DHA, and to a certain extent DPA, that we talk about. They are, of course, important for you out of a number of reasons. They support normal heart health. They're very important for the normal development of your brain and for brain health. And actually, a number of diseases that links into inflammation and inflammatory diseases. So they are of absolutely vital importance for the normal function of any cell in your body.
Some good information right there. Now, you're the chief scientist for Acker Biomarine, a leading supplier of krill oil. I read a post that Acker recently launched a health campaign on the importance of omega-3s and the ramifications of omega-3 deficiency. Can you tell me more about that campaign, if you would?
Yes, certainly. Pleasure. It's since we started this business, it's been important for us to engage in informing or educating the public. And of course, there are many ways of doing this. And since the whole story of, or the whole elucidation of how important the long-chain omega-3s are, since that actually started out by some early research in the 1970s in Greenland, we've decided to see if we could do some unusual type of education in that connection. So we actually sent a film team up to Greenland to do an unusual type of commercial, a type of commercial that tells a different type of story. It's all about a lady that lives in Copenhagen, but then visits her family up in Greenland, and the film is telling a story about this lady that is very concerned about her physical health. She's doing a lot of exercise, but her diet has changed while moving to Copenhagen. So she has acquired what we would call a Western diet. And the whole film is about the contrast of her life and the lives of her relatives that still lives in Greenland, and in particular, what kind of food they eat. And by doing this, we really hope to be able to shed light on these features of our modern diet that really has changed in many countries from, for example, in Norway, where we used to eat a lot of fish and seafood, changed into to different types of diets. And then highlight that this may have some consequences for our well-being.
Now, during the educational short film, one of the key points was that even those who seem healthy can have dangerously low omega-3 levels. That's certainly eye-opening, to say the least. Can you talk more about the importance of knowing your omega-3 levels?
Yeah, really. And I would like to stress exactly that point, that this is nothing that you feel. It's actually like hypertension. It's silent. You cannot possibly know your own level of omega-3 fatty acids, or long chain omega-3 fatty acids. You actually have to measure it. And also keep in mind that a healthy lifestyle, of course, is important for your health out of other reasons, but a healthy lifestyle in itself will not improve your omega-3 levels. Actually, rather on the contrary, Aker also has been a sponsor of the Nordic Ski Team, and one of the learnings from that is that by heavy exercise, you actually tend to burn those important fatty acids rather than build them into your membranes. So you need some means of knowing exactly what your omega-3 levels are, and that's where the so-called omega-3 index comes in. It's a simple test. You need one drop of blood. You put it onto a paper and send it to the lab. And the test will tell you on average how much of these important fatty acids you have in your cells. And that's an important number to know.
And certainly helpful information there. Thanks for that today. We are visiting with Nils Hoem, Chief Scientist at Aker BioMarine, a leading supplier of krill oil here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Supplement Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Hoem, can you tell our listeners what omega-3 level they should strive for and how to get there?
Well, first of all, the index measures the relative amount in your blood cell of EPA and DHA. So it's given as a percentage. You really need, research has shown over and over again, actually, in numerous fields, especially heart health, but also such things as inflammatory diseases. And even quite recently, in a large study that looked at women, all-cause mortality, you should be above 8%. So somewhere in the region of 8 to 12%, and you should definitely not be below 4%. That's the range. So there is a range, and it's maybe surprisingly, it's turned out that the optimal level seems to be in this range, even irrespectively of what exactly kind of disease we are looking at. So that's where you need to be. Your number needs to be above 8. It's important to realize that most Americans, and this came out in a piece of research that came out last year in a global survey of the levels, are actually in the lower level. So rather in the 4% range than in the 8% range. You should get yourself above 8.
Lastly, what is next for Aker BioMarine? Can we expect to see a part 2 to this short film or another campaign in the future?
Well, just before we go on that one, let me also add that how do you get yourself above this 8% level? Now, you may want to, you can get there by eating a lot of fatty fish, or other seafoods that do contain these fatty acids. It's important also to remember that you will not get EPA and DHA by eating vegetable sources of what is called omega-3s, that is like flaxseed or any of these vegetable omega-3s. You really need to eat seafood. And you could do that by eating sardines, salmon, and fatty fish, or you could take them in as supplements. That is fish oil, and of course increasingly popular, the one that Aker BioMarine is working with is krill oil. In the future, we will, of course, try to extend this campaign. We are going global with it. So we have we actually started out in Australia and then later came into the US with this campaign. And we are also looking into ways of extending this work, maybe even with more films like the one that we mentioned.
Well, Mr. Holm, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for what you're doing in the space and for joining us here today. Where can listeners get further details on Aker BioMarine, and how could one be in contact as needed?
Well, of course, we do have certain web pages. You could find Aker's web page. We have a specific web link for the health campaign, which is called oneheartonelife.com. You can find us on Facebook. And of course, we also have a Twitter link, which is twitter.com Aker BioMarine. So look us up, find us on the web and follow us.
And that certainly sounds like a plan. Again, Mr. Holm, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly wish you and Aker BioMarine all the best.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting us.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Nils Holm, the chief scientist at Aker BioMarine, a leading supplier of krill oil. And for all the details, visit AkerBioMarine.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.